Hi everyone, this is Blair Todd, Livestock Production Agent for the Post-Rock District of Kansas State Research and Extension. I'm here today to give you tips on what cattle producers should be thinking about in the month of May. If your cows are at a marginal body condition score of 4 to 5 going into breeding, you should consider supplementing 2 to 3 weeks prior to and through the first cycle. You should use Monensin at 200 mg per head per day in feed supplements. Try temporary calf removal or a seeder to initiate estrus in anestrus females. And early weaning if body condition score doesn't improve during the season. You should also pregnancy check and cull fall calving cows if you haven't already done so. With higher costs, it's important to closely manage salt and mineral programs. You can do so by recording the date and amount of salt and mineral that was offered and calculate herd consumption. If consumption is 2 times the target intake, then the cost will be 2. Properly store bags and pallets to avoid damage and product loss, and continue to provide high magnesium mineral formulas to cows grazing high-risk forages such as wheat, rye, triticale, oats, brungrass, and other cool season forages. More cow herd management tips include using the estrus synchronization planner on ksubeef.org, and you should also order your AI supplies well before starting your protocols. Closely monitor bulls at the start of the breeding season for injury and make sure they are aggressively covering cows. For calf management, calculate the value of gain relative to cost of gain for implanting calves that are nursing and cattle on grass, as well as creep feeding nursing calves. You should finalize health protocols for spring-born calves and cattle going to summer grass. And consider supplementing or feeding replacement heifers for a period when initially turning to grass, if they don't have post-weaning grazing experience and or forage supply is limited. And for general management tips, begin implementing early season weed and invasive species control. Use the Management Minder tool on ksubeef.org to plan key management activities for your cowherd for the rest of the year. Employ multiple strategies for controlling flies and insects, and make and evaluate important production calculations like calving distribution, calving interval, and percent calf crop. I hope these reminders were helpful, and for more resources or questions on cattle management, contact me at any of our local Post-Rock District Extension offices. This has been Blair Todd, K-State Research and Extension, Post-Rock District.